tuned in to Wisecracking with Winter.
Well, I was just wondering if you had a quick 5 minutes to do a sports bit on my podcast.
Do what?
Do a sports bit.
Oh.
Because you haven't been on for a while.
And yeah.
People are starting to bother me about where you are. They think you're dead.
Oh, I'm right here. Wait a second.
Okay. Wonder what he's
okay, now try.
Well, Dad, it's a day that ends in Y, so it's time for what? Do you know?
Not a clue.
Wisecracking with Winter. It's a we're doing another big.
I would have never guessed that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another big show, and we got a couple of huge guests today. First being the Big G. My father has agreed to come back on and talk a little sports. How have you been, Dad? How have you been?
I've been good.
Good. What have you been up to lately? The fans want to know.
Learning to float with all the rains throughout the whole summer.
Learning to float? Yeah, we've had a pretty rainy Minnesota summer so far.
Yeah. It's terrible for fishing.
Why do the fish...
It rains all the time. You can't fish. All the rainwater feeds the fish.
So fish eat rainwater?
Well, the rain knocks the bugs down. The bugs go to in the lake. The fish eat the bugs.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, I try to.
So it has not been a good fishing year. What have you caught over there at Lake Osakis, don't you know?
I've only been out twice, and I think we got three northerns, a huge perch, some nice crappies, and that's about it.
So what do you recommend for all the anglers out there? What should they be using?
Stay home.
Just stay home and don't bother?
I don't know. They've been catching walleyes and jigs and leeches or fishing 25 feet with, worms or rattle wraps.
Right.
It's all up to the individual. Depends on what they're fishing for.
Well, I'm fishing for some sports news. So how are your Minnesota Twins doing this year?
They're doing better.
I see that they're in first place, up by a half game over your Cleveland Indians.
Yes, yes.
Do you think that they... go ahead.
They've been a few miles their mistakes when he pitched three rookies in a row, lost all three games. That wasn't a good move on my part, or their part. But they're hitting the ball. I think they got a 50-50 chance. At least winning the division. I don't know about the World Series and all that, but they got a shot at winning the division.
You're confident that the Twins have the pitching to win their division and make the playoffs?
Well, they don't need four more pitchers than they got here.
How come the Twins never spend any money on pitching? Like real...
I have no clue.
All-star ace
pitchers.
They
had a first-round draft pick last week, and they take a kid out of high school at the shortstop. Now, you tell me. I have no clue. They could have drafted some of the three of the best college pitchers in baseball, and they didn't draft all three of them. But they could have had one of them.
Do you think it's a money issue? They just don't want to pay a pitcher?
I have no clue. I really don't know. These guys, they get, Gary Sid Harbor would say, the geniuses.
Uh-huh.
I have no clue.
If you're not aware of who Sid Hartman is, you know, this is a worldwide show, Dad. Sid Hartman is a 95-year-old. Yeah. He's a 95-year-old sports columnist from Minneapolis that's still writing. And my dad believes everything he writes is gold. Hand to God, the truth, right? Do you think that 95-year-old guy is still writing those columns, or he's just throwing his name on it?
I don't know. I think he writes them whatever between whenever he wakes up during the day, between his snoozes.
Right.
And, well, if you read his columns, half of them go back 40 years from what he can remember.
Right.
So I'd say he's got Alzheimer's. You don't remember something current, just the stuff he seen 40 or 50 years ago.
Right. So, who do you think is going to win the American League?
The American League?
Yep.
Houston's going to win everything.
Houston goes all the way to the World Series and beats who?
They're going to blow everybody out.
Even your Cubs?
I think so, too. Cubs are doing great this year. I think so. I can't see a better team in baseball than Houston right now.
So you're jumping off the bandwagon.
I think so.
I thought you were a Cubs fan for life.
I am. I like the Cubs. There's no doubt. But they ain't got near the power Houston does.
Where did Houston?
They traded away that Flowers.
Come again?
Cubs traded away that Flowers.
Come again?
And he was like the backbone of that Cubs team. It was a huge mistake. One like Twins do every year. Get a good player, let's trade him away.
Hey, we've held on to baby Jesus.
They traded away that Flowers from Chicago, and that hurt him.
We've held on to baby Jesus, a.k.a. Joe Mauer, for years now.
Yeah. Well, he's doing good. He's batting over 300. We're pretty close to it. He's doing all right. It's just pitching is a problem. They only got two starters that are worth a shit. All the rest are mediocre. And they keep bringing up these young kids that never faced anybody. It just ain't going to work. These kids don't know how to pitch these. These guys have been around for a while, and they know what to look for.
Mm.
That's as simple as that.
So the Houston Astros will win the World Series. Who do you like in the NFL this year? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Make an early prediction.
There, I have no clue.
No idea. It's a toss-up, huh?
None.
What about the Patriots again, or your Minnesota Vikings?
Neither one of those two.
Really?
I don't think so.
If somebody gave you $20 and you walked into a Vegas casino right now, who would you put it on to win?
Right now, I don't know. Probably New England.
You just said a second ago. What about the Patriots again, or your Minnesota Vikings?
Neither one of those two.
Really?
Best choice of the bunch that's going in there.
Right.
They got their most experience, and that bastard cost me $100 last year, so I'll fit with them.
Yes. Yes, they did. Thank God for New England. I appreciated that $100. Move along.
Yeah, I bet you did.
How about the NBA? If you're going to pick a winner for next year, who would you take?
Oh, you got to go with either Cleveland or the California teams.
Golden State?
I'm telling you what. Me and a lot of these sportscasters think the Timberwolves improved to be a very good contender.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And I agree with them. This guy from Chicago is going to help them, and between Collins and the other shooting guard and the three-pointer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're going to have a decent team.
You're talking
about that draft pick, that seven-footer that they got,
mm-hmm.
that young kid that Chicago drafted for us.
Right.
He's supposed to be a good shooter, and he'll play the inside for it. I think he'll be a contender. I really do.
So you think the combination of Wiggins, the big cat, and Jimmy Butler from Chicago will propel us into the playoffs? Dark horse NBA champion? What do you think?
I say champion, but they'll put him in the playoffs.
Okay.
Well, Chicago traded everybody away.
They're starting over.
They don't have anybody anymore.
No. They're starting over.
And, who else are you guys contend with? Detroit don't have nothing.
How about the Golden State Warriors, Dad?
Well, they're not in our division.
They're in our conference, though. They're in the Western Conference.
Yeah. But we don't have to worry about them during the year.
No, I'm talking about in the playoffs, so they're going to kick the shit out of us.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be Golden State without a doubt again.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
So, to wrap it up, any other sports nuggets you want to throw out there? You want to say hi to anyone?
Do I want to say hi to anyone?
Yeah. A special somebody out there?
No, not really.
Well, all your fans missed you, and, you know, I came through. I got you back on the show. I appreciate you coming on, Dad. Hey, before I let you go, I'm interviewing Bill Cosby in the next couple minutes. Do you have any advice for me?
You're going to interview who?
Bill Cosby.
The comedian Bill Cosby?
Yes. I'm having him on the show, if you can believe it.
Well, I'll tell him to get measured for an orange outfit.
Well, he just got off. They let him go.
Huh?
They just let him go again. The jury.
Well, he's going back.
He's going back.
He's going back. He bought all those jurors. He ain't done. He just better get married for a new costume or get measured for a new costume because he's going to jail.
You think he's going downtown?
I think he is, yeah.
Do you think he's guilty?
I don't think he can get away with what he got away with.
Right. So you believe he's guilty?
A comedian or a millionaire like he is? Jesus, he could have had any woman he wanted, but then he took him on his own, so he should be treated like everybody else. If you make a mistake, you pay for it.
I'll have to pass that on to him.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Yeah? Well, he's a famous guy, and it was a really tough get to get him on the show. But yeah. Fake Bill Cosby is going to be a great interview, I think. And I got a lot of great questions to ask him. If you had one question that you could ask Bill Cosby, Dad, what would it be?
What would it be?
Yeah, pick anything.
Was it worth it?
Was the sex worth it?
Yeah.
I'll pass it along.
He had all the money and all the advertising. The richest comedian in history. The highest paid. What the hell else you need?
He needed that vagina, apparently.
In other words, I don't feel too damn sorry for him. Let him spend the rest of his years in jail.
If you could have one of two things, Dad, for the rest of your life, and we'll wrap it up here. Let's say you've got either $10 million to use however you want for the rest of your life, or you acquire like an amazing power over women that you can have sex with anybody you want, whenever you want. Which would you pick?
I wish 30 years ago at the sex part.
Well, let's say 30 years ago. You can either have $10 million in, you know, what would that be, 1987, or you could have sex with whomever you want, whenever you want. Which would you take?
$10 million.
I think I'd take the same deal.
Because then you got the $10 million, you still can get the sex.
That's true. That's a good point. But it would be an amazing power to walk down the street and see an attractive woman and just...
Another way is ending this. What happened? Now we're into a different segment?
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there for you. It's an interesting question.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But anyway, Dad, it was great having you on again.
All right.
You go back to watching Gunsmoke now, or what are you watching?
Baseball highlights.
Okay. We'll keep studying the game, and we'll check back in with you.
Okay, why aren't you out of the river today?
Oh, it's too cold, Dad. It's like 70 degrees out.
Too cold?
It's not warm enough. It's got to be like 80 degrees for me to go on the Mississippi River.
Are you coming to the lake this weekend?
I may come. Yeah, I do believe I am coming up to the lake this weekend to hang out with you. So, I'll bring the boat.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, Dad.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Daddy, I got your daddy.
Well, it was another 5-star interview with the old man. We always love having him on. But now it's time for the featured act, don't you know? Ladies and gentlemen, I have landed Bill Cosby. Fake Bill Cosby is coming on the air with me now, and I couldn't be more excited. My nipples are hard as rocks. And this is going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? The cherry on top of my shit sundae of a podcasting career. I've never, ever interviewed anybody this famous. Well, I mean, Bill Clinton. But I think Bill Cosby is an even bigger get. With all of the legal trouble he's had, his long storied career in stand-up comedy and television and fucking, to get a guy like this is, it's the biggest thing of my career. So let me bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, direct from wherever Bill Cosby lives, fake Bill Cosby. Hey, Bill.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh my God, it's really Bill Cosby. Nobody else could do a fat Albert hey, hey, hey like you, sir. 79 years young and you still sound just as fresh as and exciting as you did back in the 1960s. How have you been, sir?
Thank you, Michael. Excuse me. As you may know, I have some medical issues to deal with. And stresses of a trial I've just been through. Don't excuse me if I don't quite sound quite myself.
You sound good as gold to me, sir. Where are you calling us from today?
Michael, I was born and raised in Philadelphia, PA.
The fighting city of Philadelphia.
And I still live in the Philadelphia greater area.
Are you calling us from home?
No, Michael, I am not at home. I had to go out and use a pay telephone.
A pay phone?
Yes, and it was very hard to find one. My wife is really monitoring my use of all communication devices. She does not want me talking to the media. So I had to wander out.
So, of course, we're talking about...
I'm not sure where I am because my vision, you may have heard, my vision has been failing me because of my medical issues and stress.
So you're out wandering the mean streets of Philadelphia, and you can't see. You have medical issues, and you're using a payphone. Outside of what?
I cannot tell. There are a lot of flashing lights.
Like an adult bookstore?
I can make out a few letters. I think there's an X and another X. Maybe one more X.
So a triple X, is it like an adult bookshop? Peep show booths?
Whoa. You know, that might be right.
Well, sir,
Can I call you back? Maybe I should go in and see what this establishment is.
How about we take care of that after the interview? I mean, I'm a busy man.
Okay.
I have a lot on my plate. I don't have time for you to go in and rub one out to some overweight woman with a C-section scar. So let's just move along. Where it all began for you, sir, was in the 1960s, you attended Temple University, moved on to the University of Massachusetts, and then beginning in the 60s, you were obviously doing stand-up comedy, and then you moved on to I Spy, which I didn't think was a particularly good show. What do you remember about I Spy?
Michael, I don't remember anything from the 60s. I'm sorry.
Is that due to all the Rohypnol? Were you testing it on yourself before you gave it to the gals?
Michael, I snuck out of the house, got away from my wife to make this call to you, but I do have to say there are certain things I'm sure you understand the lawyers have told me that I cannot talk about. And one thing they made clear is that I cannot talk about all of my illicit drug use.
Well, let's just...
I'm sorry, alleged illicit drug use.
Can we dive into it a little bit?
And dispensation.
Yes, I understand that.
In my bedrooms.
Can we dive
over the years?
Great. Can we dive into it a little? Let's imagine that you're at a all-you-can-eat buffet, but instead of food, it's drugs. If you were going to pick one drug, what would it be?
Mm.
So many choices.
Mm-hmm. You got Rohit.
But you know, Michael, you don't really need all these fancy drugs. You just need the Spanish fly.
A.K.A. Rohypnol.
Just a drop of that Spanish fly, which some may call it a drug and others may just call it a love potion. That's all you really need.
So that's all you ever took. You never dabbled in cocaine, marijuana, acid, methamphetamine, uppers, downers, zippers? Nothing?
I believe my attorneys would be pleased if I said, not that I recall at this time, if you know what I mean.
Well, fake Bill Cosby. I mean, you had to have experimented with something in the 60s besides horrible television. What was it?
Look, I experimented with many things. Some that I could talk to you about. Some I don't even remember. Some I don't want to remember. So, you know, it was a different time then. You know, you're a youngster. I know it was different for y'all growing up in the 80s and the 90s. After you heard hypocrite Bill Cosby talking about all the right things you need to do and all the wrong things you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
So y'all didn't do so many of them things. Okay?
Well, back in the 60s, Bill, I was just a seed in my dad's sack in Vietnam. I was in the bush. I was walking clicks. So I have no idea. I have no idea what it was like in the 60s. Like I said before, I was buried underneath, I'm sure, a huge pubic bush. And I was in the Vietnam jungle. So,
oh, you said a seed in a bush. Boy, does that bring back a few hazy memories.
Were bushes bigger?
From the 60s.
I mean,
70s. 80s and the 90s.
So if we were going to talk about bush, Bill Cosby, do you prefer a thick bush that's running down the woman's leg almost, or do you like it neat and trim?
Zip, zop, wop, boobity, bop. I take them all.
You take them all?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about Fat Albert for a minute. Now that, yes, that was a great cartoon from the 70s. How did you come up with that?
Well, Michael, I grew up in Philadelphia, PA.
Been over that.
Mm-hmm. And I just wrote things that came to my mind.
Uh-huh.
And I said things that came to my mind. You know, things that when you're out there growing up in the neighborhood and there's lots of characters out there and, you know, other people and some is good people and some is bad people. And I just took what I knew and put it on paper.
Why use
like
all
other terms? I took what I had and I shared it with the world.
Why use all black
just
characters,
like some
though?
Some of the ladies that, you know, I was known for being with over the years.
Right.
I just wanted to share what I had.
All right. Listen to me. Why use black characters? You think it would have been easier to sell if they were white. But you were a maverick. Was it harder to sell the cartoon with an all-black cast?
Michael, look, I know I have not been on popular television as much lately, but surely you know I'm a black man. So that's what I knew. So I went with black characters and I wanted to show the world what black folks could be like. We could take a hat and pull it all the way down over our face. And they're talking gibberish.
Like mush mouth, yeah.
And be funny.
Well, that's
the people would laugh at us. Because we were acting a fool.
You were acting a fool.
People like that sometimes, you know.
Right. Sure. Who doesn't like a bunch of crazy kids living in a junkyard? They get into all kinds of hijinks. It was a classic cartoon, but moving on to the 80s and the Cosby Show. The pinnacle, you're at the pinnacle of your career. with that.
Yes.
How did that come about? And are you aware that I used to jerk off to Claire?
You know, you are not the first interviewer to say such things to me about Mrs. Huxtable. My, was she a fine woman?
I used to jerk. I used to jerk off to Denise too.
Michael, let me just ask you a little side note here.
Sure, turn
you
it
know,
around.
We had a lot, as you know, a lot of great actors. And especially actresses.
That's debatable.
On the Cosby Show.
Okay.
And you mentioned Lisa Bonet.
Yes.
And just because people don't get all the attention that's due them, does not mean that they did not have some great works. And Lisa Bonet was in another fine film. Do you know what that film was called?
The name of it, but I do remember seeing it. She had a nice set of cans with abnormally large nipples.
Yeah, I believe you know the film.
I masturbated to that
it
as well.
It's called Angel Heart.
Angel Heart, okay. What was the premise? Mm-hmm. I only got through like the sex scene. I didn't watch any more of it.
Michael, my time is short, and my wife is going to be expecting me home soon. I don't have time to go through the entire narrative of this film. Let it just suffice to say it is one of the films that made me most happy during my life.
But
okay?
you ended up letting her go off the Cosby Show because of that film. So why did it make you happy?
Michael.
Yes.
Watch the film. Watch the film. You
like
will know the answer.
All the way through?
You will know the answer.
Because of the nudity.
If you watch the film and you don't know why the film made me happy, then you should not be in this business interviewing me.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Cosby Show. What kind of relationship did you have with Malcolm Jamal Warner, fake Bill Cosby?
I don't know. First of all, it's not a great connection on this telephone. Seems like you're putting some kind of moniker in front of my name that is not Mr. or Sir.
Sir,
I can't quite make it out.
I'm sorry. Sir Fake Bill Cosby, what kind of relationship did you have with Theo off the set?
Theo, let me tell you. Theo was a good boy. I mean, he was my boy, okay? So we know he's going to be good. But the boy did some stupid things. I mean, he referred to women as burgers, hamburgers and cheeseburgers. That's no way to get a woman to your bedroom.
What's the way? You just go and roll Hypnol?
I had to straighten the boy out. Look, you need to get your own show. You can't be a high school kid living on your daddy's coattails and hanging out with a boy who go by the name Cockroach. And expect to get any tail. You got to do something for yourself, which is what I tried to teach the boy.
Like buy Rohypnol in bulk.
That's one of the things that my lawyers tell me I'm not supposed to talk about.
Did you ever at any time advise Theo to just drug women to get laid? Instead of going through all the other steps like introducing yourself, taking them on a date, getting to know them, and then eventually having sex, is it better just to cut corners and drug them and have sex?
Look, Bill Cosby secrets are Bill Cosby secrets. Let me just say that. And I tell people if they need to find their own way, I ain't going to give them all the secrets. Okay?
Well, Bill,
okay, you understand what I'm talking about, Michael?
Bill, I understand. Let's fast forward into today. There's been more than 60 women that have accused you of rape, drug-facilitated sexual assault, sexual battery, child sexual abuse, and sexual misconduct. It started in the 60s, and the most recent allegation was back in 2008. You're an old man. How well was your cock functioning in 2008, and just how big is it?
Oh, Michael. You know, I think you know that, as I said, I'm not going to give out all my secrets, but let's right. just say there's definitely been, always been plenty there to go around.
Ah.
And
12 inches of throbbing pleasure?
I don't know about all these charges. Okay. Okay. You hear me, Michael?
I can hear you just fine.
They come out with the charges, and then they, well, not even charges, originally just accusations, and then more accusations and more accusations, and then they looked for the charges, but there were no charges, and then finally they come up with enough accusations that they come up with some charges. Everything's working fine, okay?
The cock is still functioning.
Look, I can't see so good, but trust me, everything else other than my vision and my voice, they're doing very well, okay?
How long is it?
Michael.
That's what people really want to know. They don't want to know if you actually did what you were alleged of doing. They want to know how big that cock is. How big is it?
Michael, a gentleman does not tell such things on polite... What is this radio show called?
It's a podcast. It's modern...
A pod what?
A podcast. What it is, it's modern radio.
We're not even on a radio. What channel is this?
Hey, we're on a website.
Is this 89.0 or something?
Sure. If that's what makes sense to you, then yeah, sure, it's radio. Would I need a yardstick to measure your cock?
Well, it depends on what tools you got available, I suppose. If you, I guess just to try to clear this up for you, if you put your arm down and you put your elbow up against your hip, and then you stick your arm out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You're bigger than a baby's arm or an adult's arm?
It's about yay.
It's about yay. Okay.
Babies have very small arms, Michael.
Can I pass along a question that my dad had for you? The Big G. Maybe you've heard of him.
The Big G is he from the Minnesota?
Yeah, he's from Minnesota.
No, I've never heard of him.
Okay.
Go ahead, though.
What he'd like to know, was it all worth it?
Listen, I was wondering, Michael, when we were going to get to talking in more detail about the substance of these allegations against me. And I believe we're finally there, are we?
We're getting there.
Everything has been worth it.
It's all been worth it.
I've been one of the most successful comedian, actor, entertainers, moral high ground standers that has ever been in this country. Have I not?
You have been. I mean, up until recently, you were... definitely a role model. A lot of people looked up to you. You chastised brilliant stand-ups like Eddie Murphy, for example, about using cuss words during his routine, and you admonished him for it.
Yet, you've been out. It was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He didn't find it so funny. Richard Pryor was another one that you laid into, and he told you to go have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up. How do you want to react to that?
That's not true, Michael. Richard Pryor and I have always had a good relationship. I have not been critical of Richard Pryor just because he used some profanities He didn't use them for the sake of using them like these other guys. They meant something when he said them. So, you have mischaracterized the relationship between myself and Richard Pryor.
I didn't hear any of it. Actually, I stepped away to take a piss. But I'm sure whatever you said was really meaningful.
Well, that's kind of part of the problem with your younger generation.
Uh-huh.
You and your Eddie Murphys.
Uh-huh. Dave Chappelle.
Chris Rocks. And your Kevin Harts.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just talk about pissing and fucking and cussing and whatever just to get a laugh. Back in my day, we had to earn a laugh.
Why don't you favor us?
In other words.
Why don't you favor us with a joke from your day? And I'll let you know. Just tell the joke, and if I laugh, then I guess you still got it.
Look, Michael, I haven't been on the road in I don't know how many years it is. Everything I say is funny. I don't need to tell a joke on demand.
Well, I'm telling you.
Okay, that's not what I'm here for. And I want to talk about these allegations against me.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I assume you are aware that I was just tried.
It's a mistrial.
In Philadelphia,
yeah.
PA. Mm-hmm, mistrial. Now, how much do you know about the breakdown of the jury, who was on the jury, and how the deliberations went?
I actually don't know anything about it.
Well, let me tell you something, Michael. The jury was comprised of 12 men and women, as most juries are. 10 of those jurors happen to be whites, like yourself, I guess. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you a white man?
I'm a Caucasian.
And two jurors were, as we say, sometimes say they African American, or as we said in my day, black, or as I said before, that Negro.
Negro.
That's right, I'm old enough to know the term Negro. Well, today we are black or African American. Now, the media reports coming out based on some leaking by jurors to the media is that 10 of those on the jury wanted to convict Bill Cosby.
Could you put a pin in that for a second? Here's an internet joke that I just came across. It's a picture of you with a Jell-O pudding package, and it says, "I love pudding. Pudding my dick where it don't belong."
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
I
bet your cracker ass thinks that's real funny, don't you, Michael?
Cracker? That's kind of racist.
Which one are you going to tell me next?
How about men and women belong to two different species, and communication between them is a science still in its infancy. That's something you said.
Okay. But listen. The reports say that two people on the jury held out and did not want to convict Bill Cosby of these crimes that the man has accused him and prosecuted him of. And two people on the jury were black. Now, I ask you, do you think that's coincidence?
I don't know. Could be.
I'll tell you what the problem is, Michael. It's that most of my black brothers and sisters, who I admit for years I railed against and said, quit playing the racism card, shut up, quit whining, go get your ass a job, finish high school, quit hanging out on the corner, go get a job, blah, 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 blah. Too many of my brothers and sisters get railroaded by the man. Now that I've been through the system, I understand. If it ain't for us watching out for us, the man will just lock us up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me?
Sort of.
Well, fortunately, I had the money to pay the lawyers okay? Make sure that I had the best defense possible, and that starts with jury selection. Make sure I had two African-Americans on my jury, and I'll tell you how corrupt the system is against the brother. They were in deliberations for 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, and they came back to the judge, and they said, we're deadlocked. We can't reach a decision. And you know what the judge said?
No.
And I tell you, the judge was not a black man, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm not calling anybody racist, per se, but the judge said, get back in there and come to a decision. Okay? Now, what do you think that means?
I don't know.
Michael, you know what that means.
What does it mean?
Don't play stupid with me. You know what that means. Get back in there and lock up the black man.
Ah.
Especially the black man who's got all the money, who's all successful. Now, I'm not calling the judge a racist. I'm just saying that is a general message. But no, I had two black folk on my jury. I'm a free man. Thank you very much.
Have you ever thought about changing your name to Pill Cosby?
Michael. Oh, you made the cars crack up on that one.
You know what's sad, Bill? I Googled Bill Cosby to prepare for this interview, which we are now going to wrap up. And you know what else came up when I typed in Bill Cosby? It wasn't the storied career.
Puddin' Pops.
No, it wasn't Puddin' Pops. It was rape.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Rape came up. Fake Bill Cosby. Rape.
Look,
that came up with your name.
They can say all they want.
Okay.
But I will forever be linked to Puddin' Pops. When all this blows over, when the internet goes away, as yep. all things do.
Yes.
There's no Googling left, whatever that is. My face will still be on boxes of Puddin' Pops.
They don't make Puddin' okay. Pops anymore, Bill.
What?
No, they stopped making them about 15 years ago.
Oh, this can't be.
I feel like this interview's gone on for 15 years.
I've got an entire freezer chest.
Okay, good.
Full of Puddin' Pops in my basement.
I'm sure. Lots and Rohypnol. Well, I'd like to thank Bill Cosby, fake Bill Cosby, for coming on the air and sitting down with me today. This interview has been brought to you by Paul Lambie of Carpenter Realty. If you need a house in Indianapolis and you don't know who to call, and you don't know the number for the Ghostbusters, call Paul Lambie. Paul Lambie of Carpenter Realty. Bill, thanks a lot for being on.
Hello.
And that's.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I went to go get myself a delicious creamy pudding pop.
Thank you. And that's all the time Hello. We have this week, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't learn anything. So I'm not going to do that. Goodbye for now.
Hello.
Take it away.
Hey.
Take it away, Mitch.
Hi, I'm Mitch Helgerud, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. On behalf of Mike and myself, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. For all the Apple users out there, you already have the podcast app, so subscribing is easy. But for the Android people out there, it's a little more involved. So go to getwisecracking.com and click on the link to subscribe to the podcast.